Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
We've seen the sun this week. How nice is that?
Oh, my goodness, I know. It's felt so good to see that sun.
It's good for us, and now we can get out, which is, you know, a little bit of mental and physical well-being. But you're going to talk about a little well-being, the Youth for the Quality Care of Animals.
That's right. So this morning I want to talk about, it's called YQCA, and as you said, it stands for Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. We want to assure that we are doing things above par when it comes to treating our animals with great husbandry and respect. You know, I always talk about the perception is that farmers don't care about their animals. Well, I am a farmer myself, and working with youth that work with animals, that's just a falsehood. And we put programs in place to assure some of those things with our youth. So this is a national recognized program that youth have to go through to show at state and national shows. And we're going to have one here in Frontier District in person at our Animal Adventure Camp. So I just wanted to talk about what the program brought and then how to get enrolled. And then for my 4-H members that are listening, just to make sure that they acknowledge that, again, if they're going to go on, we don't require it at the county level, but if they're going to go on to those state and national shows, this certification is required at all of these shows. The training focuses on three platforms. The first one is food safety. We want our 4-H'ers to acknowledge that the animal that they're working with will then go into the consumer food chain for production. And so there's a lot that happens from when we raise that animal from a baby to where they're ready to be harvested at the very end. And so we go over what they need to acknowledge as a producer and a raiser of these animals for food safety purposes. And it describes the components of herd health plan and the definition of VCPR, which is the veterinarian relationship that they need to have with them and their vet, and how to properly use like antibiotics and using needles when they're having to give shots, vaccines, those type of things, and how that affects our food. That's the first platform that we focus on, is food safety. The next one that we go down to is animal well-being. We talk about what are willful acts of abuse and what is not going to be tolerated, and then actions that they need to take if they observe that, and how they need to treat that out when we're out and under public, and we want to make sure that we're treating our animals with the utmost respect. And so that's the second platform that we go over, is that animal well-being. And then the third platform that we go over with them is life skills. So we talk a lot about ethics within the livestock world, which is a really deep subject for some of our younger 4-H members, but we want to, like I said, instill that when they're young, as far as some of those ethic questions, you know, how to be an ethical livestock owner and the consequences of the unethical behavior. Just like a lawyer or a doctor goes through a lot of ethics, we go through a lot of ethics in the agricultural world as well. So those are the three platforms that we focus on, is food safety, animal well-being, and life skills. So a little bit of how to get registered. There is going to be a $3 fee to go and get enrolled. You will have to go to yqcaprogram.org to enroll, and we will send this link out to our 4-H members and have it posted on our social media and our website if you didn't jot that down and get that, but it was yqcaprogram.org. You will just search for the training here in Frontier District. It will be under Animal Adventure Camp and will be March 15th, that Friday of spring break for everybody. Go in and enroll in our program. Then you come that day. And once you actually sit through our program, then I will send you out a certification saying that you've been through the program and that you're certified in YQCA. It's a really great program. It's a national certification for your youth. And so it's a program that we have to follow that they've designed. So all the youth across the nation are getting the same material. So it's a really rock-solid program and certification that your youth will go through, and I highly encourage people that are out there in the animal industry. So that's anything from rabbit to dairy, horse, dog could even attend, and then all your four main livestock species, which would be sheep, goat, hogs and beef cattle should attend. And so it will be a really great program, and we're excited to be offering it here for the youth of Frontier Extension District.
Emphasizing the care in your career as a farmer. I like that. Two thumbs up for me for sure.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the information. That sounds like an excellent program. And the fact that it's national and the same across the board, everybody's getting the same training, everybody's getting that same depth of feeling in there. Well, we will talk with you again next week. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the same earworm that is now stuck in my head. YQCA.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You know, we should come up with a song. No, I'm going to use that, Audrey.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now. Okay, well, thank you, Jessica, very much, and we'll catch up with you again. Coming up Friday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.